Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
John, with John... Would John on vacation seem like a perfect time to run an attack ad? You know, like can you give him a mic check, Scott?
Yeah.
Are you?
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check. Oh, no.
There's always some.
Is this the face of a man you can trust?
Why won't you just show us the emails?
Yeah, show us the emails. What are you hiding?
It's my own private server.
Drunk at work? Maybe. Keith Murphy. Embarrassing. Creepy. Cannot be trusted.
I'm John Sears, and I approve this message.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off. With Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Boy, that's a John Sears move, isn't it? Go on vacation, buy an attack ad at a station that employs him.
Just drop a big turd in the punch bowl.
Scott Sipker in for John, who is supposedly vacation tonight. Welcome to Sound Off. The Sound Off hotlines are open. It's 515-282-9010. Tonight's hot topic, Jimmy Walker wins the PGA Championship. This isn't Jimmy Walker. Old Spice, why do we have the Hawk cam up? Scott, you remember the Eagle cam.
Oh, I've done many stories on the Decor Eagle cam.
This is the Hawk cam. We staying with this? That hawk is staring into my soul.
He's probably looking at himself, I think, in the reflection of the lens.
515-282-9010. It's your chance to sound off now. That hawk's sounding off. Aroldis Chapman solidifies the Cubs as World Series favorites. Now, Chapman throws so hard and so effectively, the Cubs are willing to forgive his 30-game suspension for allegedly choking his girlfriend and shooting up his own garage. The police did not charge Chapman, and the incident did cost him nearly $2 million. That's something. When Hawkeye football player Faith Ikakati wrote that he feared for his life with four gun barrels staring him in the face, the story of mistaken identity went viral. It had all the elements. Black suspect, white police officers, and Pokemon Go. But the body cam video shows the Iowa City officers doing their jobs with utmost caution and professionalism. Ikakati also handles a difficult situation perfectly. It's a reminder, most cops, in most situations, do their jobs well. Gary Bartow told reporters this week he's working on a contract that would carry Kirk Ferentz to retirement. This makes sense. Ferentz showed Iowa loyalty when other teams came calling, and Iowa showed Ferentz loyalty when some fans wanted change. Chase Allen is tough. The Cyclone tight end needed 103 stitches in his back after being hit by a car. Allen expects he'll be ready for football season. No word how the car is recovering. North Dakota State better keep winning Division I AA football championships. The school announced this week that it will limit access to any media not paying for television or radio rights. That nonsense works when you're winning, but when that stops and you need coverage, the objective media won't forget. Textbook hubris, but not the only example. The college football playoffs thought they could play games on New Year's Eve and not lose viewers. Dumb. Ratings fell off a cliff, and now games will be played on holidays or weekends only. And Justin Timberlake sounds off on a question Justin Bieber doesn't have the stones to answer. Who should join the Big 12? JT backs Memphis. Scott, would Memphis bring sexy back?
If by sexy you mean FedExy. Yeah, thank you.
No.
This week after crossing home plate, no. Cubs player Javier Baez immediately turned around to instruct a trailing teammate whether to slide or not into home. Des Moinian and Major League umpire Eric Cooper shoved Baez out of the way so that Cooper could get in position to make the impending safe or out call at home plate. Some fans got upset at Cooper, saying he put the player at risk for injury. That is not the issue. The issue is that Cooper, or any other umpire, should not be making safe or out calls. A computer can do that with near 100% accuracy. Umpires need to be on the field for one thing, to maintain order between opposing teams. Every single baseball game I watch, the umpire calls balls and strikes incorrectly. According to 538.com, umpires make the wrong call around 15% of the time, which comes out to around 50,000 bad calls a season. Umpires have a very difficult job. 85% accuracy shows how talented these umpires really are. But when you can get within a breath of 100% using technology, why wouldn't you do that? We have the technology right now to leave the so-called human element up to the players and not slow the game down. I know it feels wrong to eliminate umpires from baseball, but it only feels that way because we're not used to it. And once we solve the issue of umpire inaccuracy, we can move on to more important issues like managers wearing player uniforms.
Oh, what would that look like in football? Like if Bill Belichick were in there with
shoulder pads on. He kind of wears that now, doesn't he?
The Cubs are playing the Mariners at Wrigley Field, and something fascinating happened today. Travis Wood, pitcher, plays left field in the seventh inning. And then this happens. This is Travis Wood, a pitcher. That's a pretty nice catch, Scott.
The unpadded brick.
Missed the cutoff, man, or might have doubled up the runner. Look, he can't help but smile. It worked, and then he came back and pitched.
And then he came back into the eighth and pitched, got the out. As he was getting into the dugout at the end of the seventh here, David Ross, the old wise man, did tell him, next time, hit the cutoff man.
By the way, the Cubs have pulled to within one. It's 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth. Mike wants to talk Hawkeye football here tonight, live on Sound Off. Hello, Mike. What do you think going into the season?
Hey, well, I just wanted to talk about the Hawks. I think the team that they projected to have, well, they had the team last year, was better than the expectations. Now, this year is going to be, this is the team, and I see them going about, I don't see nobody beating them.
Schedule's favorable. Yep, that's the reason they're, and thank you for the call. That's the reason they're the pick to win it again this year, and maybe why we didn't see it coming last year. Really have to pay attention to that schedule. And Scott, it is a little bit tougher this year, but still with a good senior quarterback returning, Desmond King and many other pieces, you have to like the Hawks to repeat.
Hey, last year I was one of the few. I said they were going to go 10-2, and I was under it.
People thought you were drunk.
They thought, well, and I might have been, but that still doesn't negate how true I was still almost.
Time for lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice Judges. Bryce in Beaverdale says, Hawkeye linebacker Josie Jewell looks like Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Old Spice, are these guys twins? That's pretty good.
The beard has a way of making everybody look similar.
No, those are good. Just admit they're good. Give it up for Bryce. Tiffany says Bernie Sanders looks like Bernie Sanders. Old Spice, are they twins?
I wish that I knew what I know now when I was younger. Here's what I'd do next in What's Buggin' Andy.
John Sears thinks you're stupid.
Sears.
Look. I could walk out to Grand Avenue right now, shoot some people, and still get more viewers.
John Sears can't be trusted.
I think I just crapped my pants.
No thank you, John Sears.
paid for by the committee to make Keith Murphy solo host of Sound Off.
We're at Sound Off 13 on Twitter. TD Hawks writes, I totally appreciate that we Hawkeye fans get the opportunity to watch Desmond King and CJ Beathard again this year. Hashtag go Hawks.
Matt Bales says, the True Car commercial guy looks like a fat Scott Sipker. I get this every single day. He's at Lonely Sandwich on Twitter. You can tweet at him. He will deny that we look anything alike.
Well, you do look alike. You're better looking, though, I guess, Scott.
Well, thank you, Keith.
By the way, it's water?
I think I'm good. Jimmy Walker.
All right. It's time for What's Bugging Andy.
And this week, Andy wrote a letter to himself.
Yeah, to himself.
Guys, you've heard of the letter to my younger self exercise that's popular right now. So popular that it's got the attention of some professional athletes. It's a chance to look back at a point in your life when you were struggling, or at least very insecure with yourself and with life, and to give your younger self some words of advice. Kobe Bryant wrote to his 17-year-old self, his age when he was making his decision to head straight from high school to the NBA. He has some regrets about the way that he allowed his parents and extended family to take advantage of his earning power, and his letter makes him look wise and very human. I liked it. And although I was never an athletic phenom, I was 17, and I remember feeling very insecure. So here goes. Dear 17-year-old Andy, you're standing there looking dapper in that rented tuxedo, but probably bound up with worry inside. It's probably something about girls or school or the way you look, and you're probably listening to these silly doubts in your head far more than you are the wisdom of the men to your right and left. Your dad and grandpa have a common saying, one they use on you when you're worried. Andy, if this is the worst thing that ever happens, you'll lead an awfully easy life, they say. And it rolls off their tongue so casually you haven't taken it seriously. It's an objective view of your life, one that you aren't capable of seeing. But I'm you, and I have already lived your life. And I can tell you with 100% certainty that they are right. All of this will come to pass. Your negative body image. You're a tall, skinny kid. Say it. You're skinny. It's in your bloodlines. It's controlled by your uncontrollable metabolism. It's healthy. It's something that doesn't matter. And there will come a day very soon when some of those who teased you about it will be very, very fat. You'll get into college. Don't be ridiculous. In college, you'll have an all new set of worries, and those too appear silly now. You'll hear the same advice from them, and you won't listen. You never really will. And so here I am now, regretting it. There will come a day when your concerns are no longer so selfish, and then they'll be more justified, because at that point, you will have others to worry about, and you'll want those others to listen to your words of wisdom. So, tonight, as you head out to that winter formal dance in those rented plastic shoes, listen to what these guys told you, and do that again and again. Love, Andy. Andy Fails, that is. It's What's Bugging Me.
All right. Thank you, Andy. By the way, the Cubs have tied the game and sent it to extra innings. The guy with the perfect name for fastest man in the world is part of Who's in Your Five? Next. Sound Off Nation on Facebook. Ryan writes of the police stop of Ekankete, quote, "Notice the full cooperation that results in no issues." Simple as that. Who's in your five favorite Olympians? Number five, I was just a kid, but Nadia Comaneci and the perfect tens. It was something.
Too young.
By the way,
for that.
The routine she did then, she wouldn't even hit the medal stand. She probably wouldn't
probably
even
make
represent
the Olympic team.
Yeah, I know. Number four, Bruce Jenner, 1976, greatest athlete in the world.
This is certainly generational, because I know Caitlyn Jenner. I certainly don't remember Bruce Jenner at his height.
Number three, Michael Phelps, 18 gold medals and counting.
He's in a lot of events. It's overblown.
Number two, Usain Bolt, perfect name for the fastest man ever.
I sure hope he's
healthy.
Electric. This Olympics. I really hope he's healthy.
I think he can still win. Even if he's not healthy. Number one, the original Dream Team. No close games, but it was so cool to see all these legends on one team. And Christian Leighton. So that was...
That was mean, man.
That was mean.
A lot of
fun.
He was good.
Scott, you're a passionate golf fan.
Yeah.
We haven't talked yet about the PGA Championship. It is the fourth and final major, oftentimes thought of as like the overlooked major.
So it certainly has the best field of any of the majors. It's all professional. It's the best players in the world. Unlike you have your other open championships, you have some amateurs and people who just qualify through some weird sectionals. It's an amazing feat. I'm glad to see a 37-year-old Jimmy Walker, who's been out there a long time working really hard, finally take a major and hold that Wanamaker trophy. It really is a beautiful trophy. I would have, of course, as a golf fan, loved to have seen Spieth or Day or even Henrik Stenson.
When Day made that eagle, though, to apply the pressure.
That was amazing.
He's fantastic.
He's really good. I think he's a better golfer than Jordan Spieth. I think at the end of the day, he's going to have, or at the end of their careers, he'll have more majors than Jordan. But it would be really nice. Golf needs some guys who are going to be there consistently. And this year, we had four first-time major winners. Now, hopefully, Dustin Johnson can get more. But I'm worried where the state of golf is right now as we try and fill that void after Tiger.
Reminds us again of just how dominant he was, because it's really hard to win more than one major in a year. Face-off is next. Scott and I debate Sweet Caroline and the Olympics. Old Spice, what are you doing? Hawk cam again? Scott, this hawk is staring
hungry
into our
soul. Hello.
It's a terrible impression.
Hawk.
More Sound Off Live next. Sound off at WHOTV.com as the Cubs and Mariners go to the top of the 11th tied. I'm not sure who's more delusional. Hawkeye fans who think they're going 12-0 again, or Cyclone fans who think a bowl game is reality. Wake up, homers. John keeping it real in the 515. Is John keeping it real, Scott, or is John hating?
I think he's keeping it real, unfortunately.
All right. It is time for face-off, which is always unpredictable with some of Scott's warped views.
If by warped you mean super fast and futuristic, Keith.
I don't even know what that means. Do you know which camera to look at?
I think it's this one, not that one.
The one.
Or this one.
No, the one with the bright light, the bright red light. Stop blowing in my ear, that's weird.
Let's go, let's do this.
All right, go ahead. And now that schools are paying FBS football players the full cost of attendance, you must be ready to give up the impractical idea of paying players' salaries.
No way! These players should be employees the same way that students on scholarship working in the entomology department are paid for their work. There's enough money in college football to pay smart people to figure out how you pay players with a wage.
This time next week, no Sound Off. We're going to make way for NBC's Olympic coverage. The Olympics has many flaws, but I still love the Olympics, from opening to closing ceremonies and everything in between. I'll watch as much as I can. Scott, help me wave this red, white, and blue flag.
You're a sentimental bastard. I love America, a country that is great and trying to get greater, but the Olympics are a snoozer.
No.
And a net loss for the countries that host the games. And this year, not only are the Rio Olympics drug-infested, They're poop infested.
That's a t-shirt. Well, if there's one opinion of yours, I've changed. Let's hope it's the genuine joy Cyclone fans feel as they sway to the melodic baritone of the Jewish Elvis, Neil Diamond, singing sweet.
You tee me up every time I host Sound Off with this nonsensical
fans
song
love
that
it.
Is ripped off from the Red Sox. Sweet Caroline is lame and an embarrassment to Iowa State. If you like it played at Cyclone sporting events, you are probably uninformed about its origins and or letting emotion cloud your judgment. Unlike me, Matt Campbell, be the new voice of reason and stop this insanity.
Don't do it, Matt. Give fans what they want. Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Over, under, overrated.
We get a mop in here.
Overrated, the Olympics. Sunday nights at 10:35 on Channel 13. They're going to be there for the next three Sundays. Underrated, Scott.
Sound off Sunday nights at 10:35. That's not supposed to read that.
Oh, no. No, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. We're off next 3 weeks. This slow rose art, whatever. Just go to, just go. Sweet Caroline's got me off. Oh, this is, I need some more. Jimmy Walker. A little more, I think.
Oh. Did you guys know that if yammering was an Olympic sport, you'd both have gold? Tighten it up, boys. 1 minute. Tiny ref out!
Thank you, Tiny Ref.
What the hell's his problem?
By the way, the thing that I will not forget from this week, we're a Roosevelt family over there at the Murphy house.
We're not a family, but thank you for that, yeah.
The Murphy family from Des Moines.
Right. Beaverdale.
Yeah, we live in a Roosevelt neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Not you, yes. Anyway, so Roosevelt gets to state one out away from playing for the state title. Is a really big deal for the boys at Roosevelt. And, oh, man, a three. This is early in the game. This is Roosevelt building a lead and coming in not ranked. And the Rough Riders beat Urbandale like 11-3. And they're on their way. They take a 5-3 lead, 5-2 lead, and then it's 5-3. And Scott, right here, a three-run walk-off home run for Strunk from Iowa City West. And he's a freshman.
And he batted insane all tournament.
Oh, man. So that...
heartbreaking for Roosevelt.
What a moment for
Certainly
him.
Memories are made of this for Iowa City.
Yeah, it was a great, great tournament. Great tournament for the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
And not for
and
Kemper, who lost in the final. Go Carroll High. Go Tigers. Rivalry Cup coming up. We're going to kick their butt then, too.
Cheeser, welcome to Sound Off, Cheeser. As is often your honor, final word, sir.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. How are you?
It's real nice for my Royals to get swept today by the Rangers, and it's real nice for them to get swept by the Tampa Bay Devil Rays tomorrow, too, buddy.
All right, thank you, Cheeser. The Royals just had a rough, rough month. Rough month. All right, that's going to do it for us. It's going to do it for Sound Off. John Sears and I, we return after the Olympics.
Oh, not me?
And we No, definitely not you after that show tonight. We hope you'll return with us.
Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Iowa Hall of Famer, Golf Hall of Famer, Jack Webb. We leave you, he's a true great golfer. We leave you with the Sound Off send off. Murph handpicked some of his favorite moments in Olympic history.
I can't wait to see these. I worked really hard on this. These are, come on. Are you kidding me? I was in the edit bay for 5 hours
Sometimes
today.
Sometimes when you go back to a joke over and over and over again. Oh, you edited that? Pat yourself on the back, Murph.